Okay, we are on page Nuntas. We're up to Perish Acher. Okay, page Nuntas. If you go down a little more than halfway down the page, the paragraph begins. The paragraph begins the word Perish Acher. We learned yesterday an expression. We have a pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk. What is the pasuk? If you go back to the beginning of Lamed Ches, the beginning of Lamed Ches on the previous page, page Nun Ches, we quoted a pasuk that said, "Nitzar l'shon chamera." Okay, that's the pasuk I'm referring to. Go further. Mi shadvarav yoyser misichlo yehi dvarav alaf. Mi shasichlo yoyser midvarav yu dvarav loy. Okay, this is, he quotes this from, I don't know what this, the Mem Beis I Hei Pei, what does it stand, anyone know what that stands for? The Shar Hashasika. Sefer called Mem Beis Hei Pei. I do not know what this stands for. It's the name of a Sefer, an old Sefer. If this Sefer is 800 years old, so I'm assuming he's quoting from the Shar Hashasika. It's an even older Sefer. Maybe it's a Medrash. I don't know what it is. It's some very holy book. And it says there the words, the second line on the paragraph Lamed Ches. The words are, Mi shedvarav yoyser misichloi yehei devarav olav. Umi shesichloi yoyser midvarav yihyu devarav loy. That is what it says in this Sefer, in this ancient Sefer. Yesterday, we learned one interpretation of what this means. And what we learned yesterday, this is basically what we are more familiar with, Noe Doiresh, Noe Mekayim. A person must practice what he preaches. If one does not practice what he preaches, then he's a laughingstock, he's a hypocrite. So that is this translation of the words. Read the words one more time, what it says, these words. Mi shedvarav yoyser misichloi. A person whose words are more than his intellect. Meaning, what do you mean? What do you mean? Seichel here does not mean intellect. Seichel means in his actions. That's really what it means. According to this first interpretation, seichel, there are many different words to describe wisdom. According to the Sefer Chassidim, he's telling us derech agav, indirectly, a very novel interpretation of the word seichel. Seichel means where your wisdom, your knowledge, translates into action. There are many smart people out there, and everything in their minds is more or less just theoretical. They don't put their theory into action. They know it doesn't pay. Crime does not pay, but all right, they still commit crime. So, sichlei means you behave based upon what you know to be correct. That's called a baal seichel. A person who does not behave based upon what he knows to be correct, he's a baal chochma. He's a wise man. He's a smart person. He's an intelligent person. Very good. You understand the principles. You understand the concepts. But you have not put the principles and concepts into action. So you're a chacham. You're a chacham. You're a chacham. But you're not a baal seichel. A baal seichel, in his understanding, there are many interpretations, obviously, for the word seichel, but his understanding in this interpretation means a person who puts his chacham into action. So when it says in the Sma'im Chazal, it says, Mi shedvarav yoyser misichloi, the person who talks more than he behaves. He does not put into action what he preaches. You know what happens? Yehei divarov olav. People are going to challenge his words. They're going to mock him. Okay, they're going to mock him. They're going to make leitzanus of him. That you're just a hypocrite. You prag. You do not practice what you preach. But a misha sichlo yosem midivarov. A person whose behavior is even greater than his words. In other words, he's an honest, ethical person, and he also preaches honesty and honest and ethics. Then you devarav loy, his words will be held in high esteem. This is what we learned yesterday. This is the interpretation of this Maimar Chazal as we learned it yesterday. Now we're coming to another interpretation of these cryptic words. Perush Acher, page Nuntas. Towards a little bit more than halfway down, three quarters down, the paragraph begins with the word Perush Acher, another interpretation of these words. Shedvarav Yoyser Misichloi Kolomash Medaber Oiso Yoyser Mima Sheroi Loy Lefi Chachmasai Vesichloi. Now, in this interpretation, it appears that the word Seichel does not mean putting actions into words. Seichel means understanding. But what he means here, don't talk about things that you really don't know. In other words, if you're not a Mekubal, don't tell me about the spheres. And don't tell me about Gilgulim. And don't tell me about Chibur HaKever. And about Gehenim. And the Nahar Dinar. And about all of these mystical things. What are you talking about? You know what the Nahar Dinar is? You know what it means, a Gilgul? You know what it means, Ibur Neshama? You know what all the spheres, how many heavens there are? What's this nonsense? What are you talking about? Don't talk about things that you do not know. Even history. Okay, people, the historians, they go and they tell you all these, what was. They know. They know nothing. They make above mices. They romanticize what they think it was in their mind, but it's not necessarily what it really was in the perception of the people. Don't talk more than your seichel. Your seichel over here means what is above your understanding. So in this interpretation, seichel means a person should speak according to his seichel, not more than his seichel. Don't relate things that you really don't know what you're talking about. Perush acher, shedvarav yosim seichel kolamar, shemedaber oiso yoiser. A person oiso means the matter, the subject that he discusses is more than more than what you really understand. It's not beautiful, it's not pleasing for a foolish person to speak excessively. So he interprets that pasuk as well to mean don't talk above your pay grade. Okay, if you don't know what you're talking about, you know what you're talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. Exactly. Oz, yiyu devarav, alav, nilkar hu biyadav. If a person does that, he's going, his words will rule over him, and he will be caught in his words. He'll be a laughing stock. You don't know what you're talking about. But umi, shesichlo yoysa mi devarav, shechmasa gedolav yisrael devarav, midotay. But if a person does takanun, so he knows exactly what he's talking about. And when he talks about these matters, he's mitzamsein. He doesn't even reveal the full matter. He talks below what is seichel. This is a midah tova. Shemirayv sichlo, due to his the abundance of his knowledge, Moishal Berucho, he controls his spirit, his desires. The Einay Moitziam Kim Lufi Daita V'Sichlo, only what is necessary to reveal. Oz Yud Devarav Nishman, people are going to pay attention. Kolaymar Harei Hein Shaloi, his words are his. Uvirshusay Kimo Dodi Liva Ani Loi. Okay, so therefore we have a beautiful thing over here. Two, we have this Chazal. I don't know where it comes from. Mem Beis Hei Hei in the Shar HaShesika. He quotes over here an expression used there. Mi shedvarav yosem misichlo yedvarav lo'olav. Umi shesichlo yosem medvarav yedvarav lo'i. What does this mean? He gives us two interpretations. It appears the two interpretations are based upon the precise definition of the word seichel. In his first interpretation, the word seichel means a person. It means putting your wisdom into action. Practice what you preach. If you don't practice what you preach, it is a source of busha. Do as I say, not as I do, is the beginning of your downfall. Second interpretation, seichel does not mean action. Seichel means what you really understand. And only discuss matters that you fully comprehend and are qualified to discuss. You don't know what you're talking about, don't give advice to people about taxes and about religion and about kashrus when you don't know the aleph beis on these matters.
Downplaying your intellect. You know, people should think that you're smarter than you really are, but
you're upplaying. No, you're downplaying. You're making believe
you're very smart, but the people.
That's what you should do. That's what he's saying is a good midah. If you really do know the issues and you say less than what you know, that's a good midah. But to say more than what you really know, that is a bad midah. Okay, now we come to Lamed Tes. We come now to the next section. There is a time in life where it's good to be quiet, to be silent. A time to be quiet, and there's a time to speak. Now this is an incredible halacha. If Rachmana lits on a person, is put to shame. Person gets up and is mechoreif. He is put to shame. He is cursed. Or they say to a person foolish things. Ain lahashif. A person, the best course of action is not to talk back. Person is insulted and does not talk back. Publicly insulted. They say that you should go over to these people and ask them for a bracha. Okay, you ever hear such a thing? A person,
yeah.
If someone is publicly put to shame for no good reason, so when the fellow keeps his mouth shut and it just is makabel with his yoinos, his zechus is aimless shire. You line up for brachas. Everyone should line up and ask the person. He's now the biggest rebbe. He has now an incredible koyach. The ace ledaber. There's a time to talk. When it comes to the Torah, it comes to the Torah. When it comes to the Torah, a person should speak up. When it comes to giving mussar, should a person give someone else mussar? Not really. Unless you know b'shem davar lo yikablu toichecha. If you know that a person will not accept your mussar, then don't give him mussar. You only make the situation worse. Ki motav sheyu shaygegin v'al yu mezidin. Now here you try to learn sefer chasidim to learn halacha. And here is something which is very disturbing in the words of the Sefer Hasidim. He makes a blanket statement. And this, a lot of things I like from the Metzach is not like that. Things that he says that are not commonly accepted in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Lemaisa Bizman Hazeh, and here appears to be one of these hot potatoes. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that when it comes to a violation of a D'Oraisa, you do not apply the principle of Mutav sheyushaygin ve'al yu mezidin. If a person is seeing someone else do an avera, that is an iser de'oraisa. You have an obligation to tell the person they're doing something wrong. Even though when you know good and well that when you tell him what he's doing wrong, he doesn't care, he will continue to violate the iser de'oraisa. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that when it comes to chilul Hashem, you're not silent. He wants to do it. If you make an assessment, the person is ignorant and he doesn't know that it's forbidden, and after you tell them what he's doing is an Isser D'Oraisa, he will continue to do it. He will continue to do B'mezid. So now you're making for him the Avera much worse until he didn't know that it's also D'Oraisa. I'll give you an example, a simple example. I once saw a person, he puts thumbtacks, he hangs up things on the bulletin board on Shabbos. Okay, he comes to on Shabbos. And he goes to the mail and shul on Shabbos, goes in the office, and he takes out what he finds is important, and he goes and he puts up on the bulletin board what he thinks is important, and he puts a thumbtack into the wall. According to most Pesukim, putting a thumbtack into a bulletin board on Shabbos is a melacha de'oraisa. A melacha de'oraisa of boine, of construction. It's mechubal l'karka, the bulletin board is attached, the bulletin board is permanently attached to the wall, that's the bulletin board I'm discussing, permanently attached to the wall. And by taking a piece of air and putting in the thumbtack, that is, you're making a hole in, even though it's cork, whatever it is, it's complicated, but according to most poskim, it's an iser de'oraisa. So this fellow was not the type of guy that really, unfortunately, did not learn in yeshiva, does not know better. You're going to tell him, you don't want to do this on Shabbos. He's going to look at you like you're crazy. You're totally off the wall. I've been doing this for 20 years. You're telling me now I can't do this? What are you talking about? But it's in the deraisa. So should I go to him? And he's going to do it next week also. You know, you make the assessment, he'll continue to do it. Should I go tell him, you're not going to do this? It's really usher to do this on Shabbos, to put a thumbtack into the board. So if I tell it to him, now you're making him from a shoygeg and to amaze it. So should I tell him? According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, you're mechuyev to tell him. When it comes to makayim, when it's a chil Hashem means chil Shabbos deraisa. You have to make a macha. If he's going to continue to do it, it's not your problem. That appears to be mainstream halacha. When do we apply the principle of mutav sheyushaygin v'al yumezidin? When it comes to an isur midrabanan. It comes to an isur midrabanan, then if you make an assessment, he's not going to tell, he's not going to listen, you know what? Don't tell him anything. Better, be quiet. It's an Issa Midrabana. Here, the Sefer Hasidim does not differentiate. You want to go tell me, oh, it's obvious? No, it's not so obvious. It's not so obvious that there's a difference between the rights of the right, because there are Shidus Rishonim that say, Mutav Shishoygin applies even to a Doiraisa. Here, the fact that he is silent on this matter appears that he, at face value, he holds that this principle of Mutav Shishoygin value may Zidin applies to even Isra Doiraisa. That's when you can come to that conclusion based on which is very, very comforting. Because in life, many times, it's very difficult to tell people that you're doing Malach Deraisa when you know good and well they're not going to listen to you and they don't care. So what do you do? But you have an obligation to tell them that you're not allowed to do it, because Sechil Hashem, Makim Shechil Hashem, Ein Choltim Kavoit. You don't care about your honor, you don't care about his honor. Something has to be said. It has to be said. And I guess the logic is, even though now he's not going to listen to you and he's going to continue to do it anyway, you don't know the trickle-down effect a year from now, 2 years from now. He'll always linger in his mind that what I'm doing now might not be permitted. He'll continue to do it for who knows how long. You don't know. But in the meantime, he'll be your arch-enemy number one. Are you mechoyev to plant that seed in his mind that what he's doing might not be permitted, and maybe 5 years from now he'll stop doing it, only because you told him at the expense of now being having an uncomfortable situation? So we paskin yom mechuyev, but not everyone holds yom mechuyev to do that. Not everyone holds yom mechuyev to put yourself in a difficult situation, to make yourself an uncommon. Don't think I won't be insulted. I unfortunately learned the hard way many times that, oh, I'll tell them very nicely, I'll rub them on the back, and I'll tell someone very, give someone mussar very nicely that you're not really supposed to do this. I've learned unfortunately too many times there's no such thing. Whenever you tell a person that they're doing something wrong, even in the nicest, softest words, they will sometimes, shockingly, even very, very nice people, they'll never, ever forgive you. I once had a story, not here, I gave a shir another shul, and there was someone disturbing, someone was learning very loud, and I asked him in the nicest way possible if he can just lower his voice a little bit. And it changed my relationship with him ad hayom hazeh. He was very sensitive. I didn't know how sensitive he was. He's not the same anymore. He's just not the same. So there's always collateral damage, whether you believe it or not. Are you mechuyev to enter into that world when another fellow is doing an isur de oiraisa? Halacha l'maisa, yes. Look what it says over here in the Sefer Chassidim does not make that differentiation.
What my father treated me was the way I treated the island, is I didn't single out anybody when I saw something. Is when we do our learning, I would learn the halachas out loud and put the book at fault, so to speak, not to put it on my shoulder.
It doesn't work for everyone.
But at least to put them on notice, and then so they understood. The person was listening and asked questions, and that's what it says. Right. What can I do?
A child and a close friend, obviously, that's a different, relationship.
To the whole shul, I was modiya to the island that this is not proper or something like that, and so the person who was doing it, whoever it was, so to speak, he now knew it, and it wasn't me pointing him out personally.
But obviously, it depends on your relationship with the person.
My father used to buy me a safer, and when he didn't like when something I did, he would buy me a safer and door gear a page, and then ask me if I happened to open up the safer he bought me.
Okay.
And let it open to that page when I flipped it open.
I had a mice yesterday. I used to go to a certain shul. I have my own shtender. And my own machem kavua. And there's a guy there, and I was shocked because he's there very often. He knows that I sit here. He knows that's my shtender, I assume. And he's sitting in my seat at my shtender. And I was very annoyed. So I don't want to go pick a fight with him. So I just conveniently go over to the table, and I start putting away the svarim. I would never put away the svarim. I'm just like, well, I want to show him that I'm here. maybe he'll have the decency. Oh, you're here. Oh, here's your shteder and your place. In kol v'yenoyne, I walk in front of him. I walk behind him. I go on the phone. I start talking loud. Gorged. Nothing makes a dent. So I decided, I'll live without the shtender in my seat because I learned my lesson too many times. Right. Too many times. You think you can be very polite and nice. Doesn't always work. It's not always worth the risk. And here, there's a very, very difficult nisoya when someone is doing an avera. Mutav shishoygin ve'al yuhume zidin. Does it apply to a deraisa, to the rabbanon? How far do you go in these matters? And here he says, Eis lachashoys is a time in life to be quiet. Sometimes it's not kedai to give a person musar. The Eis ladaber, sometimes you should speak. Of course, if it's your children, if it's your family member, if it's your very close friend, water off a duck, to criticize someone, that type of really, your students, that's a different situation, of course. With Dvarcha and Nishma, if you know they're going to listen to you, that's a whole different type of story. Halacha mem. It says in the past that we, Hashem, we give up our lives for you the entire day. What does this refer to? A person who is put to shame, his face turns white and does not talk back. When he does what is correct. When a person is told, something, sichlus normally means foolishness, right? L'kaye mitzvas tzitzis, utfilin, uchayotze bohen, nishboch domoy kamayim, ibnei habusha. Mal elov akosav, ilu nerag olov. I'm not sure what he means here. What does he say in the sign in Farush? We're going, nusach acher. Kikish oimel adam sichlus hu. Oh, he adds one way. He explains the girsa. As I mentioned, we started the Sefer. The girsois of Sefer Hasidim are many. There are numerous shinui nuschois ad kedei kach. I have a whole Sefer. It's part of the series. This same company who took upon themselves to really develop the Sefer Hasidim has many, many volumes. And one whole volume on Sefer Hasidim is devoted to the shinui nuschois. Different versions, different girsois in the Sefer. And here you actually need that. Because if you don't add that word in, then this whole statement does not make any sense. You look on the side, on the right side, where it says, Nun Aleph, Nusuch Acher. Ki kishomel Adam. If you say to a person, Sichlus Hu, Lekayim Mitzvah Tzitzis Uchayetze Bohen. If you say to a person that he adds one word, it's a foolish thing to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Tzitzis and Tzfilin. If you say such a thing, Uchayetze, when he explains Ratzel Leimar, they complain, if a person says such a thing, that it's a foolish thing to observe this mitzvah, and what happens? Nishbach domai kamayim ibnei habusha. Your face turns white. So you don't have what to say. You do not have what to answer this fellow who challenges you as to why you are doing this mitzvah. If a goy or an irreligious person looks at you and he says, why in the world are you wearing those phylacteries? What are those strings coming down your shirt? What are you going to tell them? It's a mitzvah in the Torah to wear tefillin. It's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. They will never understand. They mock you. What kind of ancient customs, ancient things are you doing from an era that's long, long gone? You're on an airplane and you're embarrassed. No, are you not embarrassed sometimes to put on tefillin, to put on a talis on the airplane or in the airport? And all the goyim, they walk by. What in the world are you doing? And there is no way in the world you can explain to them, and you're embarrassed. And sometimes your embarrassment causes your face to turn white. So what have you basically done? You've given up your life for Hashem. Hashem told me to do this mitzvah. He told me to put on tefillin. He told me to put on tzitzis. The people in this environment, in the airport or on the plane, never saw tefillin, never saw tzitzis. They think I'm nuts. They think I'm crazy. And I feel the bush. I feel the embarrassment. I feel the pressure. I do feel the pressure. I feel like they're looking at me and they're mocking me. I definitely feel the pressure. And it's okay. I don't care. I don't care because I'm a religious Jew and this is my mitzvah. I must do it whether I like it or not. I cannot explain to them the reason because I don't know the reason. There is no reason. It's a chayk. But I do because that's the mitzvah. So this is a fulfillment of what it says in the pasuk, Yolecho Haraglu Kol Hayom. The fact that I become embarrassed and the blood in my flesh has sunk, has disappeared for the moment, that is like as if I've given up my life, my blood has been spilled, I have now fulfilled in the honor of Hashem this pasuk, Yolecho Haraglu Kol Hayom. Male Olav HaKosav Ki'ilu Nerog Olav. Period. Next axil. A person is embarrassed. If a person embarrasses his fellow friend and causes his face to go white, that's murder. We should also take this pasuk, take this idea to the other halacha. Now he's discussing an Avera. If you, in turn, embarrass someone, you say to him, what in the world are you doing? And by using your koyach hadibur, the dovar, you embarrass him. And now he cannot withstand the nisoyon, and he no longer does this mitzvah. You have done enormous harm. You cause people to sin by not doing mitzvahs, bidovar, Al tikri davar ella bedibur through your koyach adibur. Vi oimer another pasuk ki olecha nosasi cherpa upon you, olecha I have brought up shame. Means same idea is that you have caused shame, but you brought upon yourself a sin by bringing shame upon a person for doing a mitzvah. He now will no longer do this. And sometimes you find people who do these incredible mitzvahs. They go to the hospital. They do these incredible things. And then you say to them, what kind of nonsense is he doing this mitzvah? What are you going, wasting your time doing this, doing that? Mind your own business. It's not for you to comment. Someone feels a certain affinity, a certain closeness to do a certain mitzvah. Gesund to hate. Mind your own business. Why do you have to put in your 2 cents? When you put in your 2 cents and you criticize him for spending so much time and money and effort in a certain type of mitzvah, which you do not appreciate, you embarrass him, and he, in the future, stops doing this mitzvah. You bear the guilt and will be punished, the shame and the severity for causing a person to not do the mitzvah. Next, halacha. Ugedor l'cherba mizo, worse avera, amricham kol oisa avera, mispayish boy, moichlin loy al kol avaynais, shneval man tizgri, vavoisht. If a person does an avera, and then he does teshuvah, and is embarrassed, he's embarrassed, he's forgiven. You remember what you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're embarrassed, you are forgiven. They are no longer prosecuting angels that will come against you for this avera because you are embarrassed what you have done. The Chapri Lach, when I forgive you for L'chol Asher Asis, because of your embarrassment. So what has he done, Lord, in the Halacha Mem? And Allah then basically has just explored all the various facets of embarrassment. If a person is embarrassed but yet perseveres, that's amazing. That's kiolecho hayragnu kol hayoyim. If a person causes someone else to be embarrassed for doing a mitzvah, you have done an enormous chait because now you're preventing him from doing a mitzvah. If a person is embarrassed of his own averois, that is an incredible thing. In Shemayim, you're no longer prosecuting angels, and he is home free from any kitrig that has occurred from this aver. So the koyach of busha is an incredible, incredible koyach in all of its various facets. Halacha memalef il mali boishes shabarak and shabaruch hu loy hoy adam naki me'avera. A person would never be clean from avera. Telecha shari laharig adam begoli matzu yosei me'hashar yishkavim isha begoli afilu mishtai. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created in this world an emotion called busha. Isn't that amazing? I think all these creations of Hashem. It's not just that Hashem created the physical world and all its components, Hashem has created certain sensations that are not, we would think, are not absolutely necessary for the world to exist. And one of these things is busha. Where does it come from, this emotion, this sense of busha? It's a divine midah. And if not for the fact that a person, Hashem, created in a human being this emotion called busha, a man would never be able to achieve atonement for his sins. In order to achieve true forgiveness for one sin, a person must feel a sense of busha. And he goes to show us the koyach of busha. A person is not embarrassed. Think about a person. The person, there are certain natural things a person has, is not to be with his wife in public. Adam sharilarig adam begoli matzul yisul hashay yishkav isha begoli afilu imishtoi. Is that an amazing concept? Why is that so? Why is it so that we find in the world people commit murder, in cold-blooded murder in public, but people, to a much lesser degree, commit adultery in public, or even to be with their own wife in public? Why is that so? The answer is because there is a sense of busha, and that sense of busha, to obviously there are people that have no busha at all, but that sense of busha to a very large degree, we see in the world, it does hold back a person from doing certain things. And he goes on talking about kas. Anger is founded by all human beings, the adults and children. The Yetzahara ain't a motzi elabachudim, avaloi katanim uzkenim oichaloshim. The Yetzahara is only found by young men, but not by children, it says. Interesting. And not by zikedim oichaloshim, with people of oisim habachudim, asher yitzram takif aleim. So why then Bachurim do these type of things of be with Noshim in public? It's only because of Boishas. Therefore, now that we know the Koyach, that was before the Chet Eitz Hadas. After the Chet Eitz Hadas, very good. It was very good. V'lo Yisboishas, very good. But after the Eitz Hadas, it was put into this world, this principle called Boishas. And the Boishas, we see that Bachurim have Boishas. Now let's see. Lefich. Now that we know there's a principle called boishas, in adam yachal hachzik toiva im oiseh toiv v'loy asa chet. The person cannot take for himself good if he does toiv v'loy asa chet ki b'nu urav shab b'nei haboishas. Okay, so a person saying over here is einam yachal lahachzik toiva. He cannot be machzik toiva im oiseh toiv v'loy asa chet ki b'nu urav shab b'nei haboishas. The person does sin, he's not deserving of toiv. A person who does an avera forfeits blessing. How then does he recover? Through doing teshuva. To do teshuva, one needs to come on to embarrassment. V'shelo yinichu yoldov nimsa gam behis apkoi min avera ein lo lachzik toiv ki mitchila b'nei habayishas. I don't know exactly what he's saying over here, but the basic gist over here is embarrassment is what. Let's see the parish on the left side. Okay, let's try to see the parish on the left side. On the left side, on the top, lefichach, ein adam kiim bin urav v'shelo yinichu yoldav rotsa loymar im katan hu. If he's a child, avol einoi katan kol kach shelo yitzroy takuf olav. There's an age in a person's life when a person has a passion to do an avera, but the midah of boishes has not yet developed that will withhold him. Bivadai yashkichu olav yoldov, his parents will control him. Shlo yovay lichlal aver, uchshabo lichlal busha shav ibnei habayisha. So we're saying over here, very, very, very basic principle is why, when a person is a child, his parents shelter him from nisyonos. When a person is a child, right? Did your parents let you watch whatever you wanted to watch on television? Okay, let's talk about the old. Not talking about now the internet. Let's go back. Into the good old days. In the good old days, they had television. Television was a joke compared to what the internet, right? Television, right? You have the TV guide or the newspaper. When is your favorite program online? So the parents would observe, what are you watching on television? At this program you can watch, and this program you can't watch. Your parents sheltered you from doing certain things. But when you got a little bit older, your parents didn't tell you what to do. Why not? Because, you know, you have to listen to your parents. Very good. That's because now they trust you that you on your own will not do what's not correct. What happened? What's the difference when you were little and when you got a little bit bigger? When you were younger, you did not yet have the midah of boishes. The Yetzirah was stronger than the midah of boishes. Therefore, your yoldav, your parents had to intervene and serve as an artificial boishes to hold you back. Now, when you got a little bit older, your parents do not need to protect you because you have developed. The midah of boishes has developed. You're embarrassed to be that type of person that does these type of sins, does these type of things. So therefore, boishes has now taken the place of what your parents do. Okay, next paragraph. Same thing. Boishes is the same thing. Nimsa kol echad ratzolay mar imurgul binuura b'mei ta'amim hanal shelo yecheta. If a person is trained as a child not to sin, Nimsa gam be his apkoy minu avera kishabol lebachrus sheyitzer takif olav. When he holds back from doing an avera, when he comes an adult, the isa b'makayim seis, and he's in a private place where no one is watching, and he can get away with it if he wanted to. She'ein loy mashem esabek ne habusha. In that location, there's no busha; no one is watching. Ihochi ein loy lahachzik toiva. He shouldn't get credit for this righteousness. I don't know if this is too deep for my little head, but he's saying over here is if a person is trained when he's young, it will be an advantage to him. Because sometimes when you get older, you're in a situation where there would be no busha. So why then don't you do the Avera? It's because you've been trained that it's not the right thing to do. Okay. What? Chinuch. Okay, so he's some coming along, but there is still a bush. There's a bush of chait. Okay, this is a little bit too deep for me. We'll leave it with that. At least we learned that there's a very powerful chach. A bush is a deterrent. It's a very great deterrent. And a person needs to be trained when he's young, because when he's young, there is no deterrent. There is no busha. But you need to be trained. And that training can come in very, very handy when you get older, that you can make use of the training to not do averos, even though you're now in a situation where there will not be busha. Okay, Yirtz Hashem, next week we will continue with, I think it's going to pick up some speed now. I think we're going to get now into more halachic topics. Okay, let's take a short break, and then we have some interesting things to talk about.